sky's the limit.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, what are your fancies tomorrow on this soft six at this stage at Randwick?
Yeah, look, a couple of fancies in race three and race seven. But, yeah, look, just from a personal point of view, I was in race eight there, Travancore, that that Brad was tipping, small share in it with Claire Cunningham. So I'll be really hoping that Brad's right and he can get the cash there tomorrow.
Good luck, mate.
But we're going to kick off in race three with number six, Hawk Beyond Her. Look, I should preface this in saying that I do have the Boom Horse Sir Elton as favourite here, but I think there's just a little bit too much difference in their prices at this stage. Look, Hawk Beyond Her resumed with a real bang as a short price favourite there at Canterbury. She raced outside the lead. Well, and what was a pretty fast pace, she dropped her rival. She won really, really easy. So I thought there was probably even a little bit more merit in that win. It's never easy to see outside the lead. Definitely around Canterbury. To do on a fast pace first up, you know, I think it was even better. So, look, Sir Elton, obviously super impressive winning there a fortnight ago. But I do kind of just have that niggling doubt. He's now fourth up into his first prep. He gets to 1,200 for the first time. So, look, not really potting him, but I just think if he's going to be found wanting, I think it's going to be tomorrow. So, look, Sir Elton will lead him up. Blake Shin's on Hawk Beyond Her. He'll be stalking Sir Elton everywhere. So just look at the current price of $3.10 with Tab. I'm keen to be with the filly Hawk Beyond Her.
Okay, and just being scratched out of that race while you've actually been on air, Tim, is Dio D'Oro, which before this scratching was at $13. Yeah, so we'll wait and see what happens there. But race three, number two, is now a scratching in that race at Randwick.
Yeah, look, I'd say just both favourites will probably just punt in one role. I don't think it'll have too much, should make too much difference in the market there.
Yeah, I understand. All right, so that's, so race seven.
We're going to go to number five, Notation. Look, this filly is absolutely flying this prep. She kicked off with a midweek win. She's with the Hazel Davenick stable there before being transferred to Maddie Dale. And she's even got better for Maddie Dale. Two really impressive Randwick wins. Look, last time she sat outside the lead before ambling away top of the rise, and she really won easily. But that was her first win at 1,400, importantly showing that that doesn't pose any problem for her at this stage of her career. And something that Brad highlighted, that Ljungberg is just yet to tick that off. He won at 1,300 metres last time, but the end of last prep at his first try at 1,400, I just thought he was found a little bit wanting late. So look, whether or not he just had enough there or not, yeah, I'm just not really sure. But either way, tomorrow, look, Notation's going to take up the front. Having Matt to lead him, what looks probably a moderate pace, so she should get every favour from a Matt perspective. And look, she's my best bet of the day currently. Again, around about the $3.10 mark we've had.
So we've got two for Notation and Adam since there with the favourite Ljungberg. We'll wait and see who gets it right tomorrow. So the two for Tim, race three, number six, race seven, number five, Notation at the moment, as I said, $3.10. Good on you, Tim. Hope it's a good weekend for you.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. You have a good day.
Good on you, and good luck tomorrow with your horse running as well for Claire. So repeating at Randwick, it's a soft six at this stage, and another nice day out there. Penno 5.69. The extra early scratchings this morning have been race one, number 11, Strange Charm, and race three, number two, Dio D'Oro. Tomorrow morning, 6:30, we're on air with Racing HQ. Lots of interviews after seven with the likes of Gaynor Williams, David Payne, Adrian Boss, and many others with Ray Thomas, and then of course, our full Randwick preview between 8 and 9 with Ray and Brad Gray. It's the best Saturday start from 6:30 tomorrow morning.
Good morning, Madison Clear Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern wants Australia to reconsider a blanket rule on deportations that she says is having a corrosive effect on relationships between the two countries. She's set to meet with Scott Morrison today, but Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has warned the policy will not be changed and Australia's strong stance is very clear. Police are investigating after a man was shot in the arm at his Western Sydney home last night. Emergency services were called to a house in Tregear around 11:40 following reports a 31-year-old man had let two unknown men into his home. In sport, Canterbury coach Dean Pay is hit out at the referees after his side copped another lopsided penalty count in their loss to the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium last night. The Bulldogs went down to the Broncos 28-6 with Pay singling out the 7-3 penalty penalty count. Elise Perry is eyeing a second test century after putting Australia in a commanding position at stumps on the first day of the Women's Ashes. Perry, who hit an unbeaten double century in last Ashes test in 2017, will begin day two on 84 alongside Rachel Haynes, 54 not out, after the two put on an unbroken 105-run stand to take their total to 3 for 265 last night. And in golf, Adam Scott had a horror 7-over to start the British Open. Jason Day and Cameron Smith were the best of the Aussies at 1-under. JB Holmes in the clubhouse leading after day one at 5-under. And Australia has beaten New Zealand 50-49 in a thriller in the Netball World Cup. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio is all over the Top End's Winter Carnival. Saturday, Fanny Bay, Darwin hosts the Northern Territory Derby. Will it be a local or an interstater that claims the three-year-old feature? Darwin's Feature Racing, Saturday afternoon, Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling, there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do. Thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges, or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box, or to order one for your workplace, search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. Four-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Cup. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster. Standing at Yirrabee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yirrabee.com.au. Sky Sports Radio reminds you the Kosciuszko tickets are on sale for your chance to have a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race at Randwick on October 19. $5 tickets can be purchased via your Tab app or at your local Tab, and you can buy as many as you want. Reminder, it's for New South Wales residents only.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 11 past 10, Brisbane Racing today. The meeting is at Dubbo. Vince Gordon joins me. Morning, Vince.
Good morning to you. Lovely morning here in Dubbo.
Beautiful. Tell me about it.
Yeah, look, we had a massive frost, about minus two, I think it was. But it's all cleared away now and the sun's out, so should be one of those picture-perfect days after a heavy frost.
Oh, you see, it's a beautiful day. Vince, how's the track today?
Track's a good four. Looking well. There's a bit of rye starting to poke through now and starting to green up for the winter growth. So we'll race nine races today in a trial on a good four, first at 11.55. So we're all lined up for a big day.
What have you done with the rail today, Vince?
Rail's out 6 metres from the 800 to the 400. So around the top turn, and got a nice little cutaway down the straightway. Find a way home.
Beautiful. Well, good luck today. Hope all goes well.
Thank you, mate. Have a great
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, Vince. Vince Gordon. Now Mick Wallace joins us. Mick, the first there today. Good morning. How are you? Okay, the first one, Direct Vision, 26, 2 out, 3 Supreme Legend, 9, 4 Vaquero, 8.50, 5 Bells of Burke, 185, 6 Maggie's Time, 26, 7, 8, 9 out, 10 Strapping Conquest, 260, 11 Jungle Melody, 34, 12 Supreme Times, 126, 13 Wamut Eldor, 51, and 14 Shabina, 126, favourite, 185, 5 Bells of Burke.
Numbers here, 10, 5, 3 and 4, going the Strapping Conquest. Just has the race experience. Fourth at Wellington last time behind Gin Runner. Was slow away, cop backwash. Got back into a contention on the home corner, but just couldn't quite finish it off. I think from the inside gate today, it'll be hard to beat. 5 Bells of Burke won an Aramine trial in a canter back in March. Blinker's first time today. Money's there to suggest it'll run well. 3 Supreme Legend was third to Prey to the Sky in a recent open trial here at Dubbo. Was beaten around 5 lengths, but could have finished close. And 4 Vaquero is a high shap 3-year-old who looked okay in its only trial back in November. 10, 5, 3 and 4.
Okay, the second one, Egyptian Pharaoh, $4. 2 Battle Quest, 34. 3 Arain, 21. 4 Bansuri, 10. 5 Blinken No More, 81. 6 Brave Matty, 850. 7 Catwalk Queen, 280. 8 Get Up Albie, $5. 9 Ice Vovove, 850. 10 Legenic is 81. 11 Roy Fashion, 81. 12 Thursday Star, 19. 13 out. 280 favourites, 7 Catwalk Queen.
I've gone 9, 4, 7 and 8. It's not an overly strong race there, so I just thought Ice Vovo might be ready to improve. Was fourth to Slady Bay in a 1410 metre maiden on the 30th of June and didn't get much room in the straight. I just think this horse might be looking for the mile now. 4 Bansuri was fifth at Mudgee behind Viacom Dotti. I think this track suits. So 7 Catwalk Queen looks one of very few horses in the race that will roll forward, so I think that gives it a chance. It was second to Via Condotti at Mudgee last time, and 8 Get Up Albie was fourth in the Via Condotti race last time. A little bit one taste, he's a touch limited, but as I mentioned, this isn't overly strong. 9, 4, 7 and 8.
All right, the second amendment we've got now, race 3, we move to that, and it's a maiden. Number 1 is Geotech Jack, 126, Tundroom Man, number 2, 750. 3 Cometa, 6, 4, Coin and 34, 5 Witness Collector, 280. 6 Our Asian Princess, 21, 7 Patchy Rain, 34, 8 Cootie Patootie is 10, 9 Swanky Doo, 440, 10 Vana Signorina is, or Vana Signora, 850, 11 Kiwi Cod, 14, 12 Isaac's Cold, 81, 13, 14 out. Favourite, 280, number 5, Witness Collector.
I've gone 3, 5, 9 and 6, putting Cometus on top. I think he's the best horse in the race. He just does a few things wrong. Was second to Heavenly Glory last time out of the 11-10 in a maiden here at Dubbo. That was on the 30th of June, coming from well back. You go back through this horse's form, was fourth the Navigator in a 1400-metre Kembla maiden last prep, was only beaten 3.5 lengths, and Arameo was second in that race. So this horse might be able to settle a little bit closer to the speed today, and if that's the case, I think he'll go close to winning. 5 Witness Protector was third at Wellington behind Gin Runner last time over the 1,100 metres. He's steadily improving. 9 Schwenke Do look good to the eye. Last up when a late closing second to Lasso. That was a Saturday meeting. It wasn't an overly strong field. The winner has since failed, and 6 Our Asian Princess might be looking for a dry track. Did trial up okay before 2 wet track runs. 3, 5, 9 and 6.
Right, the fourth one out, 2 Brixton Town, $5. 3 Lawn Meat, $2.70. 4 Gone Off is 8. 5 Narrow Neck Nelson, 11. 6 Tropicana Last, $5. 7 Precious Ali, 13. 8 Enlightened Boy, 12. 9 Fantasticado, 26. 10 Stick at 81. 11 Shavaria, 81. 12 Scuba Steve, 151. And 13 Good Verdict, 950. Favourite, 270. Number 3, Lawn Meat.
5, 3, 2 and 13, the selections here. Going with Narrow Neck Nelson. His numerical form doesn't look all that flash, but I can assure you he's had no luck whatsoever. This prep was 3 wide, no cover on speed at Bathurst last time, went fourth to a Bounty over the 2,000 metres. I like the fact that he's been freshened up, comes back in trip. If he's ridden quiet today, I think he'll be able to finish it off. I think he'll be suited on the big Dubbo circuit. Lawn Meat was second to Festival of Light on the 30th of June. Was beaten fair and square that day, but is fitter again. 2 Brixton Town was fifth to MVP at Tamworth last time. Had to make a long searching run. I think this fellow's probably looking for the mile at this stage in his preparation, and a good verdict was fourth to Henson Park Blueback in the Battlers Cup at Wagga last time. That was on a heavy track, so I think he performed quite well given that all of his form, or his best form, is on top of the ground. 5, 3, 2 and 13.
Race 5, 1 Toolan Brook, 230, 2 Heavenly Glow, 360, 3 ATM is 17, number 4 Song of Luck, 11. 5 Poppy's Freckle, $8. Number 6 Yellow Miss, 16. 7 Snip Selva, 101. 8 Corton Canberra, 41. 9 Pompous, 41. 10 out. 11 is Tickets on Kai, 101. 12 Bentley Gold, 151. 13 Single, 06. Favourite, 230, 1 Toulon Brook.
Couple of nice horses here. I've gone 4, 1, 2 and 6. Just gone searching for a little bit of value with Song of Luck. Was a Ballina winner at 2 starts back coming from last. That was on a wet track. And then first run in this area here at Dubbo last time over the 13.20 was left behind, missed the kick a number of lengths and finished off okay behind Dusky Damsel. Finished 6th, beaten 3.5 lengths. Jay Pracy Holmes goes on board today. He's pretty good at getting them out of the gates because this horse does have a tendency to be left behind. 1, 2 on Brook. The blinkers came off and he was all at sea there to Canamble last time, went 5th to My Banala. Got going late. Blinkers go back on today. Heavenly Glory looked good winning a maiden here last start, defeating Cometus coming from well back. She's capable of taking the next step. And 6 Yulo Miss is always running on. Was 5th at Tamworth behind Gold Sky last time, not beaten all that far. 4, 1, 2 and 6.
Race 6 now. 1 Any Blinkin' Day, 360. 2 Exilium Miss, 26. 3 Steam and 420. 4 Annecy, 12. Number 5, New Endeavour, $7.50. 6, Wild Cavalier, $8. 7, Podium Bound, $4.40. 8, Say You Know, $51. And 9, Hellstar, $6.50. Favourite 1, Any Blinkin' Day, $3.60.
I'd mark them 3, 5, 1 and 7. I just think there's a bit of timing around the chances of steaming. Has had a couple of runs back from a spell now. Was fourth to Potent Force in the Austronics Cup at Mudgee last time. Got going very late there over the 1,400 metres to be beaten less than a length. Certainly looking for the mile. 5, New Endeavour should appreciate firmer footing today. Was fourth to Royal Tudor at Gunnedah in open company last time. Was beaten a long way, but our previous form was solid and gets in light here. Will carry just 52.5 kilos after the claim. Any Blinkin' Day, to 7-time winner here at Dubbo, did win the Dubbo Cup at this distance going back a few years. I would prefer it wetter, but the run at Canterbury last time was good. Was only beaten 2 lengths by Silent Explorer. I should roll forward. 7 Podium Bound has won 3 of his last 5. This is his toughest test to date. Does drop 8.5 kilos off his recent Dubbo placing behind Butter Toast. 3, 5, 1, and 7.
Seventh event, 1 Atom, $7. 2 Lana Brooks, $6.50. 3 Hope Island, $11. 4 Prey to the Sky, $4.20. 5 Panura, $8. 6 Stars of Zoo, $19. 7 SCB, $10. 8 Out, 9 Sons of Burke, $14. 10 Key Factor, $3.90. 11 Billy Bentier, $13. And 12 Out. The favourite, $3.90, 10 Key Factor.
Yeah, plenty of speed engaged here, and a number of the top chances are early in their preps. I'm just going with the horse that's up and running. In fact, he's been up for a long time. 7, 4, 5, and 10, the numbers. SCB goes on top. Carried 7.5 kilos above the minimum at Muswellbrook when second to Snitzer Girl in a benchmark 58 last time over the 1,000 metres. Drops 4.5 kilos off that run and just looks to stalk the speed here. Looks well placed for an 11-time winner. 4, Prey to the Skies, an ex-Bjorn Baker runner. I've been off the scene for more than 18 months. I was third to the smart sprinter Absolute Ripper at Orange before going for a break and has bolted in a recent Dubbo trial back on the 6th of July, won by more than 4 lengths ease down. So looks ready to come to the races. 5, Panuara, second to Miss Kazia at Wellington last time. Very consistent. Does have a genuine liking for this track. 4 goes here at Dubbo for 2 wins and a minor placing and has twice won at the 1,000 metres. 10 Key Factor, the talented filly who beat Soul Secrets here 2 starts back before going through the break. Soul Secrets went on to win the country championships heat at Mudgee. That form looks okay. 7, 4, 5 and 10.
The 8th event, 1 Choice Harvest, 10, 2 Supreme Attraction, 4.20, 3 Supreme Gem, 11, 4 Smart Move, 5.50, 5 Bell Blaster, 13, 6 Gazimba is 41, 7 Festival of Light, 3.40, 8 Razor Drop, 31, 9 The Debater, 34, 10 Snips Parade, 81, 11 Invincible Thunder, $6, 12 Cunningham Ass, 13, 13, 14, 15, 16 out. Favourite 7, Festival of Light, 3.40.
4, 3, 11 and 1, the tips here. Smart Move goes on top. Nice filly. It's had the 6 starts of 2 wins and 3 minors. First up, missed the placings for the first time. That was at Wellington. Finished 8th behind Miss Kazia over the unsuitable 900 metres. You've got to keep in mind that both of her wins have come over 1,200 metres. Nothing went right at Wellington first up. I was crowded at the start. Wanted to hang around the corner there at Wellington. Finished the race off okay, despite being a long way from the winner. Fitter today, I think she'll run well. Supreme Attraction. He won 2 of his first 3 before finishing 6th to Griffin's Gaze in a benchmark 58 over 1,300 metres back in September. Was caught white that day and was subsequently spelled. Matthew Carl, key booking here. Invincible Thunder, resumes from a spell, trialled like a champion at Wellington back in late May. Since then, I'm pretty sure this horse has accepted a few times and just hasn't and has been scratched. So I'm not sure if it's had a setback or not. 1 Choice Harvest was second to Terra Rain, first up at Canberra on the Acton track over the 1,080. Has been placed 3 or 4 second up. 4, 3, 11 and 1.
Right, our race 9, the final one. 1 Larynx is 3.20, 2 is out. Number 3, Humboldt, 13. 4, Griffin's Gaze, 10. 5, Separdo Sun is 3.20. 6, M. Marley, 5.50. 7, Yes Sir is 26. 8, Corinda Road, 41. 9, Thunder Zone, 8. 10, Sun Knights, 41. 11, 12 out. 13, Out of Space, 12. 14, 15 out. 16, Talk of the Town, 101. 3.20 for number 5, Separdo Sun.
Yeah, struggled to get a handle on this race. I've marked him 5, 9, 8 and 1. Put Separdo Sun on top. Look, he's deep into his preparation. This will be his 7th run today. Was second to stablemate Dusky Damsel on the 6th of July. That was over the 1,320 metres. It was a good effort. Was caught 4 wide, no cover throughout. And it was unlucky. Went up against most of his rivals at 2 starts back when finishing 5th. Once again, had to be used up early. I know he's in an awkward draw again today, but he's shown that he can be effective even if he does have to course deep. Nine Thunder Zone, two back, came from last to finish third to Comzig over the mile here in a 58 before last start being caught wide early, laid in under pressure in the straight, went fifth to High Court, beaten 2.3 lengths. I think he's suited back to Dubbo and back to the 1,400 metres. Eight Corinda Road, I just get the feeling this roughie might be ready to do something. This fellow really came of age last preparation. Finished eighth in a strong class three, a showcase a sprint at Canamble first up, was beaten 5.5 lengths by Bel Diablo. Will continue to improve as it gets out over more ground. And one Larynx was second to Zamali here on the 30th of June, should roll forward. Goes up to 61.5 kilos today, but he's a big horse and he should be able to carry it. 5, 9, 8, and 1.
What do you like there today, Mick?
A couple of horses that I thought were a reasonable price. I like race 2, number 9, Ice Bovo, in a moderate race. I thought it could be backed each way. And a little bit later on in the card too, I didn't mind horse 4 in race number 5, Song of Luck. So a couple there to each way prices.
All right, good on you, Mick. Looks like a beautiful day. As we heard earlier on from Vince, after the frost, you usually get a lovely clear day, don't you?
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, the weather app was saying it was zero, but I think we're expecting tops around 16 degrees and the sun's shining. So all in all, should be a good day here at Dubbo.
All right, we look forward to your late mail throughout the day. Enjoy it, Mick.
Thanks, Crosby. See you, mate.
Mick Wallace at Dubbo, 24 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly. Get into Mack Trucks today for our 2018 plated clearance on selected Australian-made Mack Truck tippers and quad dog trailers. With 3.99% finance, TAP and 5 years free scheduled servicing, all units are PBS compliant to 57.5 tonne at both 19 and 20 metres. Mack Trucks offices are located in Blacktown, Preston and Newcastle, with 24-hour workshops available weekdays and until 12 Saturday. Call 1300 876 225 or visit bcvsydneywest.com.au. T's and C's apply. Selected vehicles only available at CV Sydney and Newcastle.
Sky Sports Radio features Group 1 Harness Racing from Albion Park this Saturday. Who will take out the Group 1 Blacks Are Fake and the Group 2 Queensland Derby? On the Pace, we'll have daily updates, then all the thrilling action Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night.
On Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Live Golf Site at the Hermitage, Gledswood Hills, in the heart of one of Sydney's fastest-growing regions. Completed homes are now selling from $790,000. Search the Hermitage, Gledswood Hills today. A two-car crash at Forestville, Warringa Road at Cook Street, 103 southbound lane just closes lane 1. Traffic lights flashing yellow, Silverwater at Holker Street, Silverwater Road, and a broken-down truck, Bass Hill, Hume Highway at Miller Road in lane 1 eastbound. Feeling the chill at home? Warm up your winter with a great range of heating, rugs and cosy throws from your local Bunnings warehouse. You'll find great value to keep winter at bay. I'm Ian McRae, and there's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
And here is the champion, Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio sets the scene for the biggest race day of the week every Saturday. Form analysts present an array of opinions. Trainer and jockey interviews are required listening, plus get all the tab markets. Winter racing from Randwick begins Saturday morning 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio presents the very best in racing every day. Just like Wentworth Park when Feral Frankie strutted his stuff in the Group 1 Vic Peters.
Here comes Frankie. Feral Frankie in the centre moved up at the lead. Feral Frankie has won the Vic Peters.
And the Peter Mosman final produced a surprise upset.
Starter right hit the lead. Starter right too strong.
Greyhound Racing every day on Sky Sports Radio.
When it's over. 27 past 10, let's update the latest news and sport now. Madison Clare Sloan.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. The Broncos ended the Bulldogs' two-game winning streak with a 28-6 thumping at Suncorp Stadium, moving them into ninth on the ladder, which is 1 point outside the top eight. The Wallabies have sprung a number of selection surprises for their first test of the year against South Africa on Sunday morning, benching their regular starters and putting in favour Nick White and fullback Tom Banks. In golf, Mark Leishman has said his dream of claiming the British Open is all but over for another year after a disappointing first round overnight. Well, JB Holmes is currently in the lead after day one, Shane Lowry and John Rahm sitting in a tie for second there. Jason Day and Cameron Smith, the best of the Aussies at one under. Elise Perry is on the verge of a test century after a dominant day for the Australian batters. Saw them reach 3 for 265 at stumps on the opening day of the Women's Ashes. And Australia survived their sternest test at the Netball World Cup last night, holding off New Zealand to win a thriller 50-49. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Form Guide, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Lazarus, arguably the greatest pacer to ever race down under. Winner of a massive 15 Group 1s and over $4 million in prize money. Lazarus, standing at Uribee Stud in New South Wales.
If I told you one action could save the world, would you believe me? By planting a single tree, you can help cool the climate, reduce air pollution, provide homes for native wildlife, and make your community a better place to live. So be part of something big by doing something small. Join volunteers across Australia and get your hands dirty this July 28 for Planet Ark's National Tree Day. To find out more, visit treeday.planetark.org.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
10:30, Chris Barsby joins us now. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning everyone. We're set for a huge weekend of harness racing action coming up. Of course, in Brisbane tomorrow night, we've got the running of the Blacks of Fake, the final leg of the 2018-19 Australian Pacing Gold Grand Circuit season. More on that in just a bit later, because we've got Steve Turnbull about to join us now, because Steve's got a number of runners that are engaged tomorrow night at Benangle. It's part of a 9-race program tomorrow night at Benangle, and several key runners, including the favourite in the free-for-all, the main event there tomorrow night. That's a Group 3 feature, and Steve's been kind enough to join us today. Steve, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Very well. You've got 6 runners engaged tomorrow night. And let's start with that main race, which is the free-for-all. It's race number 6 on the program. Duly represented here, Joe Star of Mia, who's likely to run the favourite, and Courts in Session. Firstly, with Joe Star of Mia, how is he in preparation for this race tomorrow night?
Yeah, he's... His run, first run was good. The next one, probably not quite as good, but he had it pretty hard. The first one might have knocked the edge off him a little bit. And then I was really happy with his last run. That was they went good time, and he found the line good.
He's a horse with great talent. There's no doubt about that. He competed during the Inter-Dominion Series late last year in Melbourne. Has it been a little frustrating since, though?
Jules haven't been kind to us, which doesn't help, but he was still racing really well. We just had not having a lot of luck with Jules and things like that.
Okay, so no doubt you're delighted with this draw tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's a lot better. We're hoping for a bold challenge.
Okay, tell me this. Do you prefer him at the mile or over a little bit longer?
Probably the mile. The other one, he can get up on the chilly a little bit, but if he settles a bit back, he's not too bad over the long distance either.